Yeah, start the round from the top of Vav Amud Beis. Word of Papa Yeshia L'Kedushin. So the issue here is not Yadayim. Eshenim Mechich is, this is even a Yad Mechich, which means it's clear what he means. Do we say, we know there's no pasuk which is marba yad by kedusha, but do we say yirminan b'mematzino min dorim? We make a mamatzino from the dorim. O en yad v'afilu mechiach. Do we say that there's a pirch on the limud? Say en yad, even though it's mechiach, we know what he means, but he didn't say it fully. I, by Nedorim, we do say it, and we should want Mamet Sino from Nedorim to hear as well. The Nedorim Shani, the Chamiri, the Philip Dibur, Baalman, Chayli, that just the words alone make the netter. So there the Torah is Marba, even a Yad, so it's a very powerful concept of netter, so even a Yad is good enough to make a netter. Mashenk, the Kedushin, Shain Sikhim, Ezem Maisa, Kesav, Asharabiyah. So that Amira. But maybe the term wasn't marba to argue that even yad is sufficient. That's how the Ron says it. The child of the Gemara is, can you make a mamatzino, or do we say that we have a pirch on the mamatzino? The Rosh over here just points out. That we said we had a hekesh before to teach from the dorms and the dorm. Like apparently we wouldn't set him. We're not a set of mamas, you know. Why do we need a hekesh for? So the fact we're not for the hekesh. You wouldn't have learned one from the other. So what's the argument to say that it applies to our Kedushins? He says, we find that Kedushin is Lashon of Hekdesh. And the Dorim includes Hekdesh. So the Tzad of that it works is because since the concept of the Kedushin is making it Osar Kuliyama Kehekdesh, so we would therefore feel that you're able to learn out from the Dorim to Kedushin. Or do you say no? That's the language how you say it, but it's not an intrinsic definition of a kedushin to the extent that you can learn it out. And mamatzino doesn't work over here. It doesn't have any in the east around it.
What?
Right. Okay.
What?
So it's interesting that the Rosh says, and Tos also says it, that the language by Kedushin of Othar Kulama Kehektish is not just the language issue. He's saying, you know, that's how we refer to it, but it actually has a lot of status of Hektish to the extent that we should possibly contemplate the din of Yad or not. Okay, so what was the case? If it was the case, it was Leisha Reyat Mekadesh is Liban Osun Loshte Prutus. So we said Vatnami, so we say clearly he gave it to woman A, two prutas, one for her, one for her, the other as a shliach for the second woman. And he said Vatnami, so it's very clear that that's more than a yad, that's Kedusha Natsman. The case was he says Va'at. He said he meant you also. And if she agreed, have mekudeshes, the chaverta kibla bishlichuso, and we assume that there was shlichus over here. Because kama parakish mekadesh, the isha nasa shliach the chaverta afilu mokum shenasa is lotzora, so she can be a shliach for her. Okay. Okay. The case wasn't that he gave each woman a pruta. So we're saying over here, maybe va'at doesn't mean you also. It means that you should watch. So the case was he gave each woman a pruta. Rabbi Kadesh Zli gave her a pruta. Va'at, that he gives her a pruta, that's not a yad, that's kedushan atzman. So the case has to be the one woman who's mekabel both prutas. We know it doesn't mean that. And it's obvious the bat nami kamer. Kim the en yad lamahani hanach kedushin. Ramin the bat chazoy kamer. Because the boy is not truly contemplating that he meant that under the circumstances, it's pretty clear what he's trying to do. But since in the language is not clear, so it remains only a yad. It's a yad mechiach, but it's only a yad. It's not a full lashon of kedushin. That's the more suffix. Okay, so the Gemara said, so is the Papa really confused about this issue, whether there's Yad Kedushin or not? Well, I mean, normally Rav Papa Labai, and he said, Shmuel Yadam Shem Mechiz was having Yadai, and Gambi Kedushin, Parakam, but Kedushin, that Rav Papa questioned Labai about the statement that Shmuel had said, that it's the issue of Yadam Shem Mechiz. And is Shmuel bothered by Yadayim Shein Mechizas? But it sounds like the Yadayim is a given fact that it works. And the only question is Yadayim Shein Mechizas. Normally, Rav Papa Levaya Misavur Shmuel Yadayim Shein Mechizas Hab Yadayim. The Gabbai Kedushin Perakam Kedushin Mechlau the Sir laid the Rav Papa the Yesh Yad the Kedushin. He didn't ask does Yad work. He just says well it's Yadayim Shein Mechizas. So he seems to be comfortable by Yad Mechiyah that it works. So the Mor says he discussed one of the two things which is bothering him. Rav Papa definitely has this subject, like he says over here. Mia, but much like Shriya Allah, the Shmuel, he can't ask that in Shmuel. The Dilma Eus here, the Yeshad, because Shmuel could hold Yeshad. Rav Papa has no raya. But what he could ask, that even if there is Yad by Kedushin, there's a steer in Shmuel. The Phil is here, the Yeshad, the Kedushin, Yad Shin and Machiach, Loi Havi Yad. But it has to be a clear Yad. So that was what he asked. Okay. So that's his Adkan the Ran's Pirish in the Gemara. Vim Timer. Federal Kasha, my Kamisafkale in the Kedushin, why are you raising a question by Kedushin? My Shnome Gitin, why are you not asking the same question by Get? Say that again. What we know by Get that it works, so why are you more confused by Kedushin than you are by Get? How do I know by Get that it works? The whole Gemara naming the two Tanoim who argue about Yad Shein Mechiyach is the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda regards to what's the correct language of a Get. So we're saying that Yadayim Shein Mechiyachus. Well, one second. Why is Yad work? Why are we only worried about Yadayim Shein Mechiyachus? Yes or no? Like, but what happens? Apparently, Yad works by Get. So why do we assume that it works by Get and we're not clear by Kedusha? Yesh Leimar. The Shani Get the Kibin the Ikam Maisa the Hanasina the Get Liyoda Havitzei Miyad Mikri Mechiyach Mikri. On the tzad that you accept the Yadayim Shein Mechiyachus by Nedarim, so then by Get it's upgraded into an Iker. So I'm not grappling with the lack of full Hachacha, or I am. But once I accept whatever language is considered enough language, through the Maisa which accompanies it, it becomes an Iker and not a Yad. Hashem Abayin, the Lachada, who the Yoiv Shteputus, Al Chavetta Lo Yoiv Midi. But over here, there was no Maisa at all to this woman. So that's the Ron's Teretz. The problem with the Ron's Teretz is, if you look at your Gideon Ashas, Kivager asks, But the more is asking on Rav Papa, why Rav Papa in Masechta's Kedushin, talking about Shmuel, only ask about the language issue of Mechiach and Mechiach, why didn't he ask whether Yad works or not? Well, over there was a Maisa. So, according to what we're saying right now, whenever there's a Maisa, Rav Papa doesn't have a suffix. So that's why over there, the Yad worked, the only question was it a Galoshet or not? Was it Mechiach or not Mechiach? That's why Rav Papa only asked that. So what's the worst kasha, according to the Rav? Kreger doesn't answer it. Fine. Zot Gemara. Boy, Rav Papa. Yesh Yad Lepeya, or Ein Yad Lepeya. Does when a person designates part of his field as Peya, does Yad work? Again, the issue is is an intrinsic question whether there's a concept of Yad or not. Hechidami. Yilei Medomer Hadein Ugyo Lehebi Peya Hadein Nami. Ugya is a furrow, so this row of which is growing over here should be designated as peya, and this also. So how you pay malayasihi? That's not a yad. That's a full language. That's how you would say it. This should be, and then this also. You don't have to say it, and you have to say, and this should also be peya. That's considered a full statement. Okay, he can be boiled like a good number of a hadein will omer nami. So we know what he means, but the language is definitely it's only a yad, because he could mean, we could interpret that sentence that he like started saying something and he cut off a mid thought. What was the end of that thought? So do you say he means my McLeod? Fine. So do you say he means that this should be pay and also this? Or do you say this should be pay and this should be something else? So it's not a full sentence, but we understand that in context that's what he means. So it's a mechiach, but since standing alone, it's not a clear language, so it's only a yad. It's only a yad, so that's our suffix. So Moore says, one second. But let's address a different question. Why don't we say that? What was the case? The case was so there's a shear to give pay. So because our convey a certain amount that you have to give for pay. Did the first furrow have that amount or not? So if it did. If it didn't, so then we have to say he meant nami, because he was middle of making peya. What he designated so far was not sufficient. So that's not even, that's more than a yad. That's mechiah. That's a full sentence. We understand that he has to be addressing, he's addressing peya, and he says this and this, and this. He means, and it should also be peya. So the case has to be that the first one already had the full amount. So the more wants to know, if it has the full amount, so what's the suffix? You ready? You fulfilled your dinner pay? Can you give more? So more says you could. The more says it in the language of more says Michlau, the Chiyamer son of Kula to heavy pay, heavy pay. If you want to make the vast majority of the field pay, you could do so. Morris says, "Is that true?" Morris says, "In yes, it is." But Tanya, like we're under the Raisa, and I'm Shem Roitzel. Loss is called Sudeo Peya Oisa. Temple number passed Sudecho. This says that it didn't say the Peya of the field. It says the Peya, which is your field. Um, Okay. So what's the suffix? So why should? So fine. So you could say he meant there was a shear in the first one. He wants to make more. He could. Did he mean is that yad or not? So what's the suffix? Me and Miriam keep this Krishna Kabbalah. We know that Peya is compared to Korban, and by Korban Yad works. My Kabbalah is Yeshlem Yad, Al Peya Yeshlem Yad. But Dilma, Ki Iskish, the Baal Ta'akul, the Iskish, that the Torah equates Peya and Korban in regards to the Vera of Baal Ta'akul. Vehecha Iskish, where is that? That the Torah equates Peya to Korban, just like by Korban, you commit Korban, you have a Kiev, a Baal Ta'akul, don't push off fulfilling it. By Peya also you would have such a din. Where it says, the Tanya, it says, Kidrashi Yeshen Hashem Lekechem Me'imach, so the word Me'imach, Midrash and Zeh, Lekha Shechur Peya. Okay. Now, the more, let's just see the next piece of Gemara.
How do you derive that?
From the word Me'imach?
Yeah.
The whole extra. Give me 2 minutes. Okay. Yesh Yad Litzdaka, Ein Yad Litzdaka. So, is there a concept of Yad by Litzdaka? Sehechid Amilei Medomer Hadein Zuzul Litzdaka V'Hadein Nami Ahu Litzdaka Atzmehi. That's the full language of Litzdaka. Al going to Omer Hadein B'loi Omer Nami. My Hadein Nami Litzdaka Kamar. Does he mean, so again, we know what he means but from context, but the language as such is leaving you hanging, so it's only a yad. It's a yad mechiyach, but it's only a yad. So day nami, the day nami also doesn't stand by itself. By definition, when you say the word also, you're referencing something from before. So that's called that you said the full language. I have to look back and say what the before was and see. So the word by saying also, I'm by definition including the previous statement into my words, but I didn't say also. So in context, I understand you're in the middle of saying this is things are stuck. You probably mean that. So that's not the question, but you didn't say it. It's only a yad. Dilma going to Omer Hadein Lomanami. My Hadein Nami the Saka Gomer Dilma my Hadein Lenaf Kusabama. So the person is cut off in mid sentence. This should be Saka and this should be to pay for the haircut to go spend. Midibur Hodulayaski, this didn't finish the end of his thought. So what's the topic? My me and keeping this just a carbonus to see Befich Lazut Saka, my carbonus Yeshlehen Yad. So the language of the pasuk is to Kidurashi the Shem Hashem Lekechem Me'imach. What's again the pasuk? So there's a lot of extra language over here. If I would say kisidur nedel Hashem lekechol sechel l'shamoi, because we don't do it, it's an error. I already told you it's an error. It's a sechel l'shamoi, and if you don't, it's bad. I mean, that's what you just told me. Don't wait. You know. Good. So what would you express, make sure that you keep? like Shemdat Hashem Lekecha on the Dobo Asher Dibarta Beficha. So Chazal Darshan Beficha is referring to Staka. And this that phrase is coming to Marba other things as well. Why specifically like the Sheikh of the Pair? The more it has a few other things over than that drasha. I don't remember all of the drashas. I'm not sure why Lech HaShikhu Peya. It's more of a than Rosh Hashanah in the first parak. By Lech HaShikhu Peya, the Torah uses the Lashon of Imoch, so Ni Imoch, so probably it's going to be borrow that Imoch from that Imoch. I'm not sure there's something intrinsic in the word Imoch. Okay. Zok Tiran. Yeah, cut around. Boy, puppy, Yishal the Peya. Third right line. Kula Kerma in Tinsel Lomer beKedushin Ein Yad. Well, Yitzchus and Adorim. Klau. So okay. So this is Rapapa's second question. See, if you say that we make a Mamatzino from the Dorim to Kedushin, and we're not bothered by it being exactly the same, etc. So we would assume the same thing is true by Peya as well. So what's the flow of the Shabbat of the Mor? The Mor says, the Ron says that if by Kedushin you say you can't make a Mamet Sinu, but by over here we have something better than that. We have a Hekish. There's no Hekish Kedushin in the Dorm. But Peya, the Iskish, maybe is better. But then Ugya, Aruga, so the word Ugya and Aruga are the same thing. That's a row of. It's just translated as a furrow. It's really. I don't know. I'm not so familiar with. I was in the furrow is the groove. It's the hillock in between the two grooves, which is where something is growing. You're not designating the furrow. So. But maybe my English is incorrect. Maybe that the furrow includes the whole thing. I don't know. So it's referring to, we use it, the word is ugya, because that's the charitz which you make around the aruga, which is the hillock in between. That word ugya is that which you are digging. Right, so. Right. Arugas. So, right, that's an aruga. Okay, so McLeod the Omer Tevi Suda Kulapeya Havi Kulapeya. The Vader Papa Bakhe Gabla can be boiled. The case has to be that you already had given enough for the shear. The Ugya, the Kamaisa, Ikashira. The first one was large enough. The low, because if it wasn't large enough, Philhim Zalimer and Yad the Peya, even if Yad won't work, the Peya Ma'ayasahi, this is full fledged Peya. The body Kim and the Hiskol Lazarus Peya, he's in the process of making Peya. Designating Peya, the first what he's designated, as far as not, if it would not be sufficient, he's clearly in the process of designating it. So this is just part of the process. Kiyomer Vadein Lagomer Niskaven, that he's just finishing off what he's doing. Alvali Kiman the Iker Shear Peya Bekamaisa Miborle. The answer was the first one was a full shear, and now you're giving beyond the shear. So can you do that? So you can designate the whole field as Peya. So you have to do a ma'isa of ksira, because the Torah says lo sechalat. When you're being kaitzer, you should not be mechala, but you can be kaitzer one stalk, and they make the rest pay it.
of the ideas you have to start.
Right. So what's the suffix over here? Because we have a hekesh. The Baal Tachrud, the hekesh, the time alone, ain't hekesh l'mechsul. So the Ron says, what do you mean? We have a general rule. When you have a hekesh, you learn not everything is possible or not. Why should you stop over there? So hekesh, when the Torah writes two things together in one pasuk. So you have two things which are explicit in the pasuk. The Torah put them together. The goal of the Torah is to equate them. So even the Torah wrote that equation in regards to halacha X, in the context of halacha X, it's not limited to that. That's the rule of ein hekesh l'mechsul. But over here, the Torah did not write pay explicitly. The Torah was came along to be marbit. So you were right to say the Torah only was marbit to where the place where it was written, and not anything else. Yesh yal tzaka in al tzaka. Now, so this is mechalik b'sharnim. Like the Kara, the two shilas are pretty much the same shila. It's not a mamasin, it was a hekesh. The question is a hekesh only specifically in regards to Baal Tachrud where it's written, or it's a general hekesh. So why, you know, you're asking the same question twice. So some Rishonim said this is not Rapapa talking, and this was an independent shila which had developed on a different base medrash, and they had the same question. And the Mora brought the two things together in the same place. The Ron says no. Pirushin Timsa Loimer, the Yesh Yad Peya. We're going again with my Timsa Loimer. If this is true, what about this? See, if you tell me that by Peya there is Yad, Kiva the Chimira, so Peya in a certain sense is more Chomer than Stok. Why the Bakarcha Yichai Rechmanab Iker Peya? That a person must give payah. So let's talk about kach pishur rabbi say. So my rabbeim learned that this is an intim salarm. Is that the ram below nearly? I don't like that pshat. Beikir tzaka nami bakarcha mechayiv. Even though I'm not mechayiv right now to give this money, but I am mechayiv to give tzaka in general. There's a minimum amount you have to give, etc. So it's not any difference. There's a minimum amount, but not more. So the parallel between the two is perfect. They were not discussed together in base medrash. The two separate questions, and you cannot present it as an intim tzolaymer. Okay. We know what he means. We know that his point was to give it to the stalker. But it's only a yad. So I have the same answer which I gave you in regards to Peya. I can give you in regards to from Peya to Stuck also. Okay. Now, the next child of the Gemara. So the Gemara like this: Yesh Yad the Hefker, Adumah and Yad the Hefker in the Gemara. What about by Hefker? So do you say Hanut Stoka? The question which you're saying by Hefker pretty much parallels the concept of the Stoka. In general, Hefker was something which was a benefit to the Aniyim. The Morris says no. Intim Salomer Kamer. This here, the Morris says explicitly that this is an Intim Salomer. So Intim Salomer Yesh Yal at Stoka because in Hekesh the Mechsa. So by Stoka, it's explicit in the pasuk a Hekesh, and in Hekesh the Mechsa. So that's a Yad by Stoka, but by Hefker. Me, Amrina Hanot Stok. Do you say Hefker has the same din as Stok? Because in general, there was a benefit to the Niyim. But Dilma Shani Stok, the Stok of Lukhaz Elul Niyim. I will Hefker, Bein Laniyim, Bein Lashirim. But Hefker, since it could be taken by an Osher, even though in general it was a benefit of the Niyim, will not have the same din of same din of a yad or not. Okay. Now, next Gemara. Boy Ravina, yesh yad the basic kisei oiloi. So the person designating something as basic kisei, and we're going to say that through designating it, it gets a certain dinim that you cannot say dervishim kedusha there, etc. Through the designation alone. So does yad work like basic kisei? Hechidam ilay medomer hadein basic lehavi basic kisei vehadein nami. How basic kisei nami haver? Sivi said this room should be the basic kisei, and this also. So that's a full language. So the same case as before. My hadain the omar, hadain nami basic kisei. Adilma my hadain tashmisha ba'alma kamar. So this should be a basic kisei, and this should be for something else. He didn't finish the sentence. So the language is not a language of a full language of designation. So it's only yeah. Verse 1 second. So. Without the pshita, the ravina, the zima, the basic kisei. What's something used a basic kisei? Then a basic kisei. Over here, we're saying he didn't use a basic kisei because then we have no sulfur. The point was just by designation, it gets the dinner of basic kisei with the isurim of basic kisei. So that's, I mean, that's obviously from the conversation that that's what we're assuming. The problem is when we boil in the ravina, we know ravina raised this question. Has you know the basic kisei mao? As you know, the basic merch, it's mao zimin moil or ain't zimin moil. Just does the designation alone, is it effective or not?
Is this a brand new structure? I mean, wouldn't they know whether it is or it's not?
We're designating, we didn't do anything. I'm designating an area, I'm saying this area should be for basic kisei. Okay, stop before I go to the next question. So, now I want to. They have not used it yet. They haven't done anything with it yet. I want to sit down there and say brachas. Can I say brachas in that room or not? Or the designation basic kisei is significant enough that the issur of saying davar shebekedusha in the basic kisei is effective immediately. That's the Mora Shailah, by through designation. So Mora says, obviously over here we're assuming that it is the question is now. But if you say, if I designated this and this, I didn't say a full language. What's the halacha? Like, obviously I'm assuming the designation works. The only question is an unclear a not a full language of designation. So Mora says, but Ravina had that question. So Mora says, Chada migav, Chada kami boil it. This is one of the two. Zimun moil ain't zimun moil. And Tibzalamer yesh zimun yesh yad or ain't yad. So the Mora says tiboyle. This remains a question. This is the Durham's language of teiku. If you haven't noticed, it's like the language a little bit different in the Durham. Okay. So the Gemara really ends up being this last piece ends up being important because the Rambam paskens that whenever he the Mora says Tzolomer that becomes halacha. So we've just decided Yesim on the basic kisei. Pasha is the Rabbanon. The basic kisei is the Raisa. The Torah says you can't say Dabsha Kedusha in a Malka basic kisei. That's the Raisa, but the Zimun is the Rabbanon Pashas. So just on the suffix alone, we would have been Mako, but the more says Tim Salarmar. So you have to now we're passing it. Now the more says Yad is a suffix. No, the Rambam Shita is that the Rambam Shita based on the Gainim that the more times you learn means the more is the fact that the more is going on to the next question, like, you know, we like ask a lot of questions. The more they're assuming, the more it says it going to the next question means we feel that pretty much this is what the halakha is. Let's go to the next thing. So it's like a psak. Okay, let's leave the run for tomorrow.